Good morning and welcome to From Concept to Reality with Dr. Val. I'm Dr. Val and we're here today to start the week off right and give you a leadership challenge like never before. I am so excited and honored that I have a guest today I want to introduce to my audience. Her name is Dr. Karen Felix-Neal and she's an author, but she is a lot of things. So hopefully, I told her we may not be able to get it all in this one episode, but we might have to do another one. But she is so talented and gifted. But today, our focus is on her book. And as you know, we talk about From Concept to Reality and authors. That's a whole story of bringing a vision to pass. So we're going to talk to her a little bit about that. But first and foremost, welcome, Dr. Karen Felix-Neal.
It's a
pleasure.
How
are you today?
I am great. It's such a pleasure, and I'm really delighted to share this platform with you today, Dr. Val, and to discuss the release of my book. And the name of the book is To My White Brothers and Sisters with Love. But before I dive into the book, I just felt I wanted to give you a little bit about myself. I'm the co-founder and co-pastor with my wonderful husband, Dr. Reverend Gilard Neal, of a Higher Dimensions Church, a church without walls. And we focus on teaching and preaching the Word of God, as well as focusing on spiritual leadership. And I do believe that the book is divinely aligned for the present time, what we're continually experiencing in religious settings among our white brothers and sisters, and a need for a broader dialogue. But in addition to my spiritual side, I'm also a CFO, Chief Financial Officer, and Business Development Consultant.
Awesome. I know. And I told it, this show is focused on spirit, soul, and body. And, so we need spiritual, physical, and mental development. So you kind of are going to cover all of that today. let's talk a little bit about your book, which is very refreshing. I couldn't put it down. It's called To My White Brothers and Sisters with Love, The Black Evangelical Heart Cry Against Social Justice Hypocrisy with the White Evangelical Church. So you consider yourself, you are Black, and you consider yourself an evangelical. So talk a little bit about this book. I mean, it's so appropriate for the time that we're in, but just talk a little bit about where that title and where that thought came from when you decided to write this book.
Amen, amen. As I said, that I really believe the book is divinely aligned for the present time, what we're continually experiencing in religious settings among our white brothers and sisters and the need for broader dialogue. It's not my intent in my book for it to be an angry diatribe against a group of people I resent, blame, or hate. I'm not an activist of any sort, nor am I a proponent of any particular political party, and I'm not trying to win any argument with anyone. That being said, I believe that God spoke to me specifically as it related to my white brothers and sisters. I actually grew up and quote-unquote white evangelicals in regards to my upbringing in the Assemblies of God. When I received the Lord as my Savior, I subsequently joined the Assemblies of God in New Orleans. And I actually experienced racism in and out of the Christian community. So as I began praying about the subject of my dissertation, and that was about 3.5 years ago, and it was before the 2016 election. I was asking God, what should that topic be? What was my expertise and all of that? And because I was so grieved in my spirit when I heard Trump talk about the fine brothers and sisters of Charlottesville referring to the white supremacists, I felt that there was a need to do a deep dive into that subject. So going for it, as I began to really pray and fast and seek God regarding that specific topic, I also received dreams and visions as it relates to, and one in particular, actually, where the Holy Spirit impelled me to share some thoughts with my white brothers and sisters. So again, I initially completed my thesis and my dissertation, where I did a deep dive on white supremacists, specifically inside of the church, its impact on our society in general. After I completed that, I felt led at that point, because I had the information, and given the time that we're in, and I definitely felt like God had given me the expertise, because I spent years studying this specific subject, to literally write a book and speak to the hearts of my white brothers and sisters. But I wanted to make sure it came across as love, not of an argument, because I think there's such a need to dispel so much ignorance, specifically that white evangelicals have as it relates to our past, because it's well documented. The trials, the disparities we as Black Americans, the injustice, the brutal history of post-slavery social injustice in and out of the church, and a well documented contributing role played intentionally or not by the white evangelicals. So I just thought it was important for me to speak on that.
Yes. And, you know, as I was reading the book, I was like, wow, I recognize, because I've been to evangelical churches in my adult life, and I recognize exactly what you're saying. And it's really opening my eyes and enlightening me how you connected, you know, went through the history of going way back to 400 years ago, whatever, slavery times. But this is not so much a book about slavery as it's showing the development of the racial disparity, as well as the systematic racism that is in America. And so I thought it was very thought-provoking, the book, in terms of, you know, so many things we kind of know, but you kind of nailed it because you got the facts and then you got the information and then presented it in a way from a point of love that it just opens up. It makes you want to have dialogue, you know, white, Black, brown people as well, just to talk about these issues. And we're not blaming anyone today so much as that this is how it's evolved. And so, you know, I just wanted to share with my audience that I met you through my doctoral program, and you are part of my graduating cohort. And I was just so impressed with the level of research that you did, and really you're about speaking truth, and I am about, my audience knows I'm about speaking truth as well. So, but you know, another thing that I wanted to point out here is that you're saying that, you know, you're not an activist or a social activist or anything. You're just telling the truth. You just want to tell the truth. You want to spark a dialogue, and so talk a little bit about what the key message, or, you know, when you're putting together this dissertation, what do you want to accomplish with this book?
Several things, but the first one is to dispel the ignorance that's out there. You hear so much out there about we're going to make America great again, that we're going to return the country to its Christian background. We're doing all of these, including putting kids in cages and putting immigrants out, or we're following a person that's dictating this because we believe this is what God wants. So number one is that, once again, I go through history, actual history, to say specifically, what was this country founded on? Was it ever truly a Christian nation? And specifically, what does the Bible say about it? Who were our founders? That's number one. And then I go on to say, you know, where did we start from and how did we get to where we're at today? So again, I want to dispel ignorance. I want to go back twofold, from the Word of God as well as documented history of white evangelical churches, and what has brought us to where we're at. Specifically, you know, when it comes to even the social injustice that is undeniable that we as a country, as Black, have encountered, how we continually encounter. What started this? How did white evangelicals contribute to it, whether it's intentionally or not? once we understand our history, we understand the facts, we understand what the Word of God says as it relates to it, then we can open up dialogue to say, how do we get to where we're supposed to be as a country? We have to bring unity. We have to be able to have honest, candid, confronting conversations, to open a dialogue so we can all establish some common ground and go forward. But there has to be an acknowledgement, and there has to be a plan. There has to be a vision. There has to be a concrete steps that needs to be taken forward in order for us to get to the next level, which is essential for us, a country, to survive. It's essential for Christianity in general if we want to be aligned to the Word of God. So I give specific steps that basically says, okay, now you have all the information. This is facts. I go all the way back to Jim Crow. I talk about the civil rights era. I talk about covert racism. I speak a lot about Divided by Faith. This was a book that was published about 20 years ago by Emerson and Smith, where they literally do a deep dive in their representation in regards to the statistics, and the sample that they actually use was extensive. So I talk about the things that were presented in the past and how do we build upon that. And I also try and address head on all the myths that's out there about the original story, how white evangelicals in the past used to try to justify slavery. They used to try and justify that blacks were cursed, but that's not truly the Word of God. So literally going to the Bible, going to history, and telling the truth as it relates to it, and confronting difficult issues that were in evangelical church as it related to the National Association of Evangelism, where they condoned segregation, and going to the Bible. Wow. Yeah. And so it's, you know, it could actually be said, but I honestly believe that a lot of our white brothers and sisters really don't know that story. They really don't understand where we're at. I hear all the time from my white brothers and sisters that they don't really believe that there's any racism or there's any social injustice. They're not familiar with Jim Crow. They're not familiar with what it means to have institutional racism, where it came from, that right after slavery, the southern states, they were extremely perturbed because they no longer had their free labor. So basically, they put in what's called these black codes. And I'm originally from New Orleans, Louisiana. So again, some of it is taken from my actual history, where they literally put in what was called these black codes, and they were ridiculous things. Something, for example, that said that a black preacher couldn't preach unless he received permission from a white sheriff, or some stupidity like that. And it was so easy for these codes to be broken. So what they would do is literally put you in jail. And once they put you in jail, they were incentivized, those sheriffs, to put you in jail, because then it would hire you out for little or nothing to these white plantations or these white homes in order for you to be enslaved again. So there's a lot of things that, and that's really where systematic, you know, systemic racism as it related to our correctional institutions come from. So that goes all the way back. And I think as they understand that, that this is something that's real, and bringing us to where we're today.
And we're talking about reality. It is real, but then things evolve over time. And, you know, I really appreciate you taking this on this controversial subject. And, you know, and we're going to take a break right now. And when we come back, we're going to talk about, you know, the relevance of it today. But I also want to talk to you, you know, because I asked you, you know, what, how you brought this concept to reality. And I want to get into that a little more after the break.
Hey, business owners, entrepreneurs, professionals, are you using the right tools for your business? Is your business well enough to go the distance? Hey, I'm Coach Harvey, and I'm a wellness coach, small business strategist. I show you how to use wellness as a business tool to get more clients for your business, no matter your industry. I use big company strategies on a small business budget. Hey, go over and join my email list. Go to coachharvey.now.site. Get the free ebook, 20 things to do immediately to keep you and your business healthy during these challenging times. Also, don't forget to check out my podcast every Tuesday at 4 p.m., The Healthy Side of Business. Don't miss it. See you Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Stay safe and be well.
Your health is your wealth. MyBeautifulEmotions.com. Founded by my daughter Christina Emanuel DeLuna and myself, Dr. Valerie Brown Ball, bringing you the finest products to help you live your best life. This is where East meets West for natural self-care, healing, inspired by our African ancestors thousands of years ago. Our products include gems, essential oils, herbs and plants and trees, the earthly gifts God gave us for our health, wellness, and self-care. Also, check out my book, Leadership the Iron Way, a great reflection and self-mastery tool. Live your best life and feed your soul and spirit at MyBeautifulEmotions.com. Again, visit MyBeautifulEmotions.com. Welcome back. I'm here talking to Dr. Karen Felix-Neal. She's from New Orleans, Louisiana, but she resides in Delaware now, and she wrote this awesome book called To My White Brothers and Sisters with Love, A Black Evangelical Heart Cry Against Justice Hypocrisy Within the White Evangelical Church. So she must be a strong woman in the spirit and strong in Christ, because to bring this to, you know, this awesome book is going to be a bestseller. I've already spoken and I believe it, and it's going off the shelves right now. And so, you know, I just want to her to kind of come back a little bit. We're going to get more into the book, but right now I want to talk about how she took this vision from concept to reality, the vision that God gave her. She did her dissertation, and she told me that she used the Six Sigma steps, and she did a very methodical way of bringing it to pass. So can you talk a little bit about how you brought this book to pass?
Sure. With everything in my life, I try to base it on the Word of God, but I also try and base it on my expertise, which is specifically in the business world, strategic planning, finance, and leadership. So for every concept, or every vision to bring it to from concept to reality, you have to write it down. You know, what's my vision? So I literally wrote down what I, you know, obviously I did the research, but I wrote down, you know, what's my statement? What's my thesis statement? What is God telling me? And I literally wrote that down. And I also put, what's the who, the what, and where. If I wanted to bring this book, because I felt impelled by the Holy Spirit, to the public, how do I do about, how do I do that? So I have to be very clear. I am Six Sigma certified. I did do a Black Belt project with 21 process in the business world, so I'm very trained in that. But the basics is, it's doing your due diligence. You know, what's the who, the what, the where. What is it that I want to convey to my audience? Who are the people that I need to support that? What steps do I need to take in order to bring that to fruition, and where? And to be candid with you, I didn't feel I was an author. I didn't feel like that was actually my calling, but I felt that this was a message that needed to get out there. So once again, I literally used what I was trained at, my Six Sigma steps. Number one, writing out my vision, identifying what was the who, what, and where. What were, do my due diligence, you know, ask the questions. Who are the people that I'm going to need to support me? I need an editor. How do I publish this book? How can I get it out as quickly as possible? Who are the experts in getting this? Even when it came to my cover of my book, I knew what I was trying to convey, but I literally just gave the different artists, and you can have up to 200 artists, and say, this is basically what the back of my cover is saying. I'm going to be talking about the social justice that's literally within our churches and in the world today. And I just basically gave them a short paragraph. I gave them the latitude to go out there and create their vision based on what. And based on that, I engaged and said, okay, you guys, this is what I think. So I did a lot of brainstorming. I did everything that Six Sigma requires, that basically saying, you're asking a lot of questions. What? The how? You know, what's the as is? Where am I at today? What do I want it to be? What is our country today? If I feel like there's a division within the Church of Jesus Christ, which was purchased with his blood, between blacks and white, what do I see it and what do I base that on? So again, the clear steps are writing out my vision, identifying with the who, what, and where, doing the due diligence, the Six Sigma. I use my Six Sigma, but it doesn't have to be Six Sigma. It can be some type of project management. What steps do you need to take in order to bring this to fruition? You know, who are the people you need to contact? Who's going to be accountable? What's your timeline as it relates to? Then you execute it. Where I literally saying, okay, here's what my plan is. Here's my vision. Here's my plan. Here's my priorities. Then I start executing, you know, based on what my priorities, my timeliners, and the owners of every individual process that it's going to take to bring in fruition, executing to that.
Wow, that's great advice to give to our audience. I mean, yeah, Six Sigma is pretty heavy, huh? that is, you know, highly advanced project management. But, you know, you're right. It's just taking, you know, those steps. And that you mentioned to bring it to fruition, and what you did in a very short amount of time and very disciplined approach to writing this book. And I was looking at your, before we get back into the book, I was looking at your bio, and it says Dr. Karen T. Felix Neal is co-founder and co-pastor with her husband, Dr. Reverend Gaylord Neal, of a Higher Dimension Church. I love the name of your church, a Higher Dimension Church. And it's a church without walls. And this means a lot to me because years ago, I mean, like maybe 15 years ago, God had showed me that he's building a church without walls. And then when I met you and you said you had a church without walls, I truly believe that's the direction in which, you know, the church and the kingdom is going, trying to get people to not put God in a box. And though, but it also says that you teach and preach God's word 7 days a week, not just once a week, but 7 days a week. And your ministry is focused on spiritual leadership, discipleship, prayer, and Bible reading. Dr. Felix Neal holds a PhD in Christian organizational leadership and is a CFO, chief financial officer at her business, and a business development consultant. And so we're going to tell you her webpage at the end of the show, but I just love the fact that she's taking, you know, her professional wisdom and knowledge, and she applied it to her spiritual wisdom and knowledge, and produced such a well laid out book that I believe is going to make a major impact in terms of where things are going today. And it's the perfect timing that you brought this out. So I just wanted to say kudos to you. And I think everybody that's hearing this podcast should go out and buy Dr. Felix Neal's book, because it's going to help you just to think through. We have to be critical in our thinking, and we also have to be open for dialogue. So let's talk a little bit more about the book. I'm just going to bring out one area that I really enjoyed reading about. It was, you know, you talked about the myths and how the evangelicals, you know, kind of used, and we're not saying all of them, but a lot of them used to justify their position in politics as well as in, you know, developing organizations like the Klan and, you know, and white supremacist groups. But why is that relevant now? And we're in the midst of, like, I guess we're just a few weeks out from our voting. And I'm going to be honest, hopefully we'll have a changing of the guards. But Amen. Talk to us about the timing of this book and you're launching right now.
Amen, amen. You know, it's so interesting because initially, when Trump was initially running in 2016, our colleague and our counselor of the college that we attended, Dr. Belinda Smith and I, her and I were praying, which was our custom. We were doing intercessory prayer. And during that time, I felt impelled about the Holy Spirit and I, and God basically, I felt in my spirit, I was seeing what was about to happen. There were riots. There was such a fear among us Black people in regards to our physical safety. And I saw that literally in dreams. And again, and that's what inspired me to do some due diligence back then. And so it's interesting. I worked 3.5 years subsequent to that, just doing my due diligence. Diligence in regards to the hypocrisy within a white evangelical church, because I felt like from the inception, as I began to craft my thesis and the more and more research, that there was such a hypocrisy as it related to it. So again, this has been 3.5 years and I'm working as far as getting the information. And it was so interesting because it was in May when both Dr. Val and I had to literally go before the board to defend our dissertation. And at that time, I had completed it. It was funny, but it was in May. But it was interesting. It was before the pandemic was here. But it was certainly before George Floyd's killing. It was before the peaceful protest, because statistically, over 93% of all of the protests, the Black Lives Matter protests, have been peaceful before any of that erupted and before there was such a light, you know, in regards to what was going on. And I think as all of us, we've watched with growing concern a rise in of overt white nationalism, the justification of police brutality, the divisive racial rhetoric, the deliberate stoking of anger and fear towards the other. Not just in a political arena, but within a church that we love. So I had just completed my dissertation. I had all information. Everything had been documented. And at the time, I didn't say, oh, I want to go and write a book. But as I thought about it, I felt that I had a responsibility. I had to answer the clarion call because I had the information available. And that's why I wrote the book.
Wow.
It's interesting,
and, you know,
because it's right now. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's interesting because you're right. It's prophetic. You have a prophetic gift, because I know that. And, you know, so it's almost like, you know, just like you say, you're a watchman, you know, and you're trying to help us, you know, you're not trying to call anyone out, but you're trying to help people. And during this time, you know, I'm going to take a quick break because we're closing. We only got a couple more minutes for the show, but we'll take a quick break. And then when we come back, I'm going to talk to you how you can reach Dr. Felix Neal and how you can get help with launching your new book. So just hang in there and then we'll be finishing up in just a few minutes.
Locks Forever has invented an all-natural product, No More Tenderheads, that has been shown to provide relief during styling and manipulation of natural hair. Our formula focuses on the scalp, not the hair. And our clients, stylists, and moms all over the country love it. Check out our No More Tenderheads Facebook page for more information, reviews, and videos. You can also find us on YouTube at Locks Forever or give us a call at 540-446-5107.
Welcome back, and this is Dr. Val, and I'm talking to Dr. Karen T. Felix-Neal, and we're talking about her book, To My White Brothers and Sisters with Love. And she's given us a history lesson during this call. She's given us a challenge. She's given us all kinds of things. She's given us information so that we can have good dialogue. But as we close the show, because I only got a couple of minutes left, I just want her to challenge the listeners. What would your challenge to the listeners be in 1 minute or less, Dr.
Okay.
Karen?
Amen. So quickly, first of all, you know, do number one, know God. So if you don't know him, because basically I think he's someone that's going to actually give you what that vision is, that vision in regards to what assignment that he has for you, whether it's in business, whether it's in ministry, whatever it is. So my challenge to you is to see God's face and to know what your vision is. Document what that vision is. Write it down. Make sure it's something that you love, that you enjoy, that's something you can do. Make sure you take the next steps to bring it to fruition and execute it. And the number one most important thing I will say is, be aware, be woke right now in these times. Know what your assignment is supposed to be. Amen?
Amen. Now, what is the challenge that comes from? And tell them, I challenge them to get your book. So tell them where they can get your book.
Amen. Amen.
And so they can have an open dialogue about this hypocrisy and this racism. You know, you remind me of Jesus when he was telling the Pharisees and Sadducees, they were hypocrites. So let's talk about how they can get their hands on your book and everything.
Amen. My book is currently on Amazon. You can either get the ebook or you could get the paperback. I think that it's definitely affordable. But again, you could go to Amazon, straight to Amazon, and just put in Karen T. Felix. That's Karen T and Felix is F as in Frank, E-L-I-X, and a book is going to automatically come up. The name of the book is To My White Brothers and Sisters with Love.
Okay, awesome. And then also, she has a webpage. Tell us your website,
yes,
if they wanted to reach you directly.
Yes, and I definitely put blogs out there. It's Dr. Felix, the Watchman.com. So that's Dr. D-R F-E-L-I-X-T-H-E Watchman.com.
Awesome. Wow. I'm definitely going to follow you. And also when you go on Amazon, I want you to follow her and I want you to give her a review. We have to help each other rise to the top. And as you know, I am Coach Val, or AKA Dr. Val, and I'm helping many authors. I help them publish their books as well as I help coach business people. And so bottom line is I want to help you bring your concept to reality. So if you need me, let's have a conversation for free. It's that's my old website. My new website is IamCoachingServices.com. Again, that's IamCoachingServices.com. And let's have a conversation. Well, you've got your challenge for the week, and we've had a history lesson. We had an inspirational lesson. We've got encouragement for the week from our guest, Dr. Felix-Neal. I want to thank you for being with us this week, and hope to have you on soon. There's so much more that we can glean from you.
Thank you.
Have a great week. May God continue to bless you and help you implement that vision.